Hey, Julian, listen to this. The bosses at Cambridge 105 Radio, they're giving us an extra 30 minutes.
Lucy, I've always liked them.
That means there's more time for community interviews.
And more about local entertainment and theatre.
And there's more time for requests on Jukebox Friday.
Join us for Cambridge Breakfast, weekdays on Cambridge 105 Radio, from 7 to 9.
30.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Now, it's 8 minutes after 9 o'clock. It is still Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. And we've got some new features for you after 9 this week. And on Mondays, we're going to be doing something called Parish Pump, which will take you around the city and South Cambridgeshire. And to start things off, we are joined by Andre Deathlefson and Golsar Azandi from the North Cambridge Community Partnership. It's a tongue twister morning on the names. Anyway, welcome to you both. Thank you very much for coming in. So let's narrow down a little bit your particular area of North Cambridge as to where we're talking about.
Okay, well, we're mainly based in King's Hedges. That's where our community house is. So that's where we work out of. And we are also in Arbury and East Chesterton.
Right.
So those are the sort
of... kind of, if I remember correctly, you're sort of an amalgamation, if you like, of two previous groups into one supergroup.
That's right. So we've come together from the Arbury Community Partnership and the King's Hedges Neighbourhood Partnership. So we went together and now we're one group.
And I guess those are areas which do actually contiguously, they kind of fit together quite well.
They do. I mean, they're lines on a map, but really it's one area.
Yeah. And Golsar, you're new to the group, I think.
Yes.
And you've come quite a distance.
Yes. Actually, I've just moved to Cambridge around 1 year from Tehran.
A bit of a change, I guess. We normally do the gag, not from around here, it's a bit different, but it's
yes,
it is a bit, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, a bit different. Actually, I'm an urban planner and I was working in Tehran in neighbourhood development office. I was the manager, and when I moved to Cambridge, it's still doing the same thing now.
So are the issues the same between,
yes,
say, Tehran
to be
and
honest,
Cambridge?
All the neighborhood development plans are aiming at making a better quality of life for the people. So regardless of where you're working, we really want to help people to have a better feeling about their lives and their living environment.
Now, you've just had a volunteer evening, I think, to try and get some more people involved. How well did that go?
It went really well. We had about 20 people turning up, and we had an excellent Indian meal from Renu's, which is a local takeaway.
Ooh, I had some curry from them on the weekend as well.
Really excellent. So they were really helpful. They got to work early to make the curries for us, and then people came. We shared lots of ideas, and we just noticed how passionate people are about the issues in the community there, because there's a lot of stuff to talk about. Really, there's there's lack of development, lack of infrastructure, there's graffiti. People feel strongly about this, and we had a lot of suggestions. So, for example, one volunteer said, we've got 20 people here, we were here for 2 hours, so we've got basically 40 hours of time where we could do a litter picking event, for example, and make a real difference to the community.
Tell me specifically about the issues which I think you're facing in Nun's Way at the moment.
In the Nun's Way Pavilion, we tend to always have, because it's in the middle of a recreational ground, obviously there's a local college, and often students will come there and for example, use drugs or litter. And this has been traditionally, this has been going on a long, long time.
Do you feel it's gotten any worse in recent months?
I wouldn't say it's gotten any worse, but I would say that it's not been addressed properly yet. So although people are more aware because we've been talking about it more, I would say that the issue remains, and it's something that we have to tackle. Mm.
So what happens? So 20 people get together, they chat with you guys, they say these are the issues that we really care about, we're not happy about what's going on in the pavilion. Mm-hmm. But what's the next step?
Actually, about the park, we have three different plans that we are going to follow up with the city council about repairing the damages. Mm. And also we are going to have have a special insect hunt event that we're going to talk about it. And also we're planning for having a community potluck to have more people around to sit down together, to bring their own foods from their own countries. Mm. And this way we want to have more community cohesion, mm-hmm. and somehow help people to have more sense of belonging to right. the park and just getting things yeah. better.
Sort yes. of reclaiming it for yes. their own yes. use rather than having it being given yes. up for some whoever's gone along and taken over, right, yeah.
Is there was the danger, though, with these things that there are the people who you describe who are will share their food, will bring everybody together, yet at the same time you get these small group of people who just turn up at the park and do what they're always doing anyway.
I think modelling good behaviour as well and having pride in your environment has a huge impact. So I think doing things like litter picking really would change the dynamic of the entire neighbourhood there.
Mm. Mm. And just seeing people, even if you're not taking part yourself, if you're part of the community or you're wandering by and you're seeing your peers doing this, then that in itself creates a feeling of well-being.
Yes, of course. And I think also, you know, having this us and them mentality mm-hmm. doesn't work when it comes to the local college, for example, because these young people, obviously, they go to the park, they might loiter and do things we don't like, but actually engaging them in the solutions or getting them involved, for example, with a project where it could be something like a skateboarding project or BMX race or whatever it might be, something that interests them, to get them feeling that they are part of this community, although they might be coming from outside Cambridge, mm. it's still their area. And I think just making that clear is important.
Do you think the transient nature of Cambridge sometimes has an effect? I think all four of us in this studio aren't from Cambridge originally, yet it's all for each of us. It is very much our home, and but people do come and go.
Yes, I'm not so sure, because I think the people who come and go are not necessarily the ones that might be littering and loitering so much. So I think it's also about self-esteem, education, giving people purpose, and those transient people who do come and go, actually, how do we get those people together with people who live in the area, mm-hmm. who feel isolated, who feel alone or neglected? I think it's important to get them all together. Mm.
And the kind of volunteer event that you had a short while ago, is this going to be repeated sometime soon, or is that more of like the annual thing and then you fit in some of the smaller projects in between?
Well, we've decided that in order to... We want to be really comfortable as a group, and we noticed, you know, the first time was great, the second time was even better, and as we get to know each other, we're comfortable sharing ideas and we feel trust in each other. So building up a group that gets larger and larger, and as Golza said, having things like potluck, bringing together people over food is a great way to sort of socialise.
And Golza, tell us a little bit more about this Easter event, which coming up in the next few weeks. So it's Shrove Tuesday tomorrow, everybody. 40 days to go.
Yes.
Actually, the Easter egg hunt is... this event is somehow a follow-up for the cleaning up the Nunsberry wreck. So we are going to have a cooperation with the Chips group, and it's not going to be an ordinary one. So
Chips stands organised by the City Council,
yes,
isn't it? I think
yes.
it's the... I can't remember what it stands for, but it's a good organisation.
Persons Participation Service.
Yes.
Yeah. There as well.
So we're planning to... take this opportunity to have the community's voice for change, and we're going to have photos from 100 children, local children, that they, and with their messages that they want the park to be safe and clean, and we're going to put it up everywhere, and also What we want to follow it up with the cleaning up all the wreck together.
Okay, yes. that seems pretty good. And I'm thinking that there are going to be people listening this morning who, despite your best efforts, will be completely unaware that all this is going on around them. So yeah. I think you have a newsletter, don't you, which will tell people about what's happening.
We do, and it's going out to 12,000 people at the end of March. So it's got a massive impact. I mean, 12,000 people. 12,000 households, so that means that, you know, that could be three times that amount, 36,000.
Yeah, no, that's pretty impressive.
So so basically, we're looking for advertisers at the moment who are interested in, first of all, funding the newsletter, but also getting their ads and messages in front of that many local people, very targeted. There's really no other way to reach that many
people. Yeah, in the end, you know, the internet does work, but sometimes a good old-fashioned bit of paper through the letterbox kind of does the job, doesn't it?
Exactly, and so, you know, we're trying to make this newsletter as sort of useful to local people as possible, having local events, partner events, things that are happening in the neighbourhood, things that you might, stick on your fridge to remind you about bin times, for example. It's a nightmare for me. I always... is it the blue one? Is it the green one? What can I put in it?
That's the real challenge.
Yeah, that's the conundrum of everybody on bin day.
You kind of figure you're sort of, you know, you're organising, you're sorting it all out for everybody. Then you sit tipped in the bell. Oh, my goodness. Send me off on bins. Well, look, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you for inviting us.
I do hope you'll come back in a few weeks' time as well again and tell us, give us a little bit of an update about what's happening. So it's Andre and Golzar from the North Cambridge Community Partnership, 19 after 9.
Cambridge 105 Radio.